anybody has any. Anne. Anne in the front.
Anne Huthwaite from QUT. I think you've all demonstrated that you're working very hard to make your catalogues as useful and as relevant as possible. And we're all trying to do that in our own way. But we're limited by the software that the ILMS vendors provide. And there are examples now where libraries have taken things into their own hands. Martha mentioned, or somebody mentioned, the North Carolina State University catalogue using Endeca software. University of Rochester are embarking on an exciting new project. University of Tasmania are trying something new. So they're essentially building OPACs on top of the existing ILMS. I'm just curious to know where we're heading. I mean, is this the trend? Are the vendors going to keep up with our requirements, or will we all have to go and do our own thing? So that's a question for all of you.
Anybody on the panel like to pick it up, Shane?
I've already got a microphone. just drawing on my own experience in a couple of libraries, my previous position in the Department of Health as systems librarian, the OPAC there has all sorts of problems, partly in that it's very difficult to customise and doesn't have a lot of the connectivity and features you'd expect. And that was a problem that has yet to be resolved. But a few things said at today have made me think that, well, maybe we should be looking at a third-party product and just forget the existing product and look at something else. If I go back to health, because I'm actually in UWI and secondment, then that's something I'll be looking at. So I guess what I'm saying is that it may well depend on individual products and the time frame. I suspect that some products will be able to go forward for quite a while, depending on the quality of the product already, its flexibility, and the whether the vendor is actually interested in doing the sort of development work over the time frame that really we're requiring. So I guess it will be up to individual vendors, individual sites, as to what they want to do. And, of course, the main thing is what your clients really need and whether the OPAC out of the box can provide that.
Would anybody else like to pick up and comment on that? Or David?
Yeah, well, my first thought is that probably most of us don't actually have the resources in a big way to develop a substitute to the existing OPACs produced by the vendors. But I rather suspect that in the medium term they will probably converge, and I think that vendors are probably starting to become aware of the sorts of shortcomings that libraries are finding. Ex Libris, for example, is currently developing a sort of super OPAC called Primo, which is something that is supposed to fit on top of any library system, whether it's Aleph or something else. And this is still currently in development stage, but it's something to look out for.
Any other questions? Deirdre.
We were just talking about the big picture and the future, and that's great. But what I wondered whether the panel knows of any quick fixes. So are there any changes that you've been able to easily implement that have made a real difference to your users?
I don't know about a real difference to the users, but certainly the most popular feature was our book cover images that everyone seems to have loved, and we've got a lot of positive feedback on it. But one really, I found it funny incident was we had a complaint from a user who had seen the book cover and decided, I can't remember what colour it was looking for that colour book on the shelf. And of course the book didn't have the book cover with it, and she couldn't find it, and that was a disaster. So oops, it doesn't always work quite the way you want it to.
It's good to know that some things in librarianship never change as well, isn't it? Anybody else like to pick up on that? Yeah, Lisa.
Yes, two, if you like, quick fixes that we did, or quick improvements, was we extracted some search boxes from the catalogue and put them on our library webpage, so that the users didn't actually have to go into the catalogue to do a quick search of the catalogue. We, again, as I was saying in my presentation, we set that to be a keyword search, which I'm not happy with. I'd like it to be a default subject search from the library homepage, but we're also looking to do the same for what we call the faculty pages, which are the pages that people in a particular faculty would go to as a one-stop shop for information in our library website. So we find that was a good improvement for the users, which actually was quite easy to do. Just extract a bit of HTML and put it on another web page.
Okay, I think we're...
Actually, Rob, I have a question, perhaps as a final question or something to leave people with, or if the panel wish to comment. Should we actually still have the name of an OPAC? Online Public Access sounds very much like a card catalogue automated. Couldn't we just call it a catalogue, which is ultimately what it is? Or should we actually call it something else, considering that now we're pulling in data from elsewhere or pushing it out elsewhere, as the previous speakers have said? I don't know if anybody wishes to comment or something to leave you with.
I'd vote for catalogue.
No, I was just thinking that the word OPAC is certainly not something that actually appears on our website. It's just it becomes a technical term rather than anything else now.
Thanks. Maybe on that note we might wrap up. It's been a very full day, and hopefully one that you found enjoyable and stimulating. On behalf of the Australian Committee on Cataloguing, we would like to thank our authors and speakers, and Eb is has gifts for our speakers, which she will hand out. If speakers, you're probably having a quiet sit at the back, but if you'd like to come forward, and Eb has a gift for everybody, and while Eb's doing that, we might just all thank all of the speakers again. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Libraries Australia, and also acknowledge the support of ALIA, and especially Jane Hardy, who's ensured the smooth running of everything today. We're available. Papers and presentations and audio from today's presentation will be available on the Australian Committee on Cataloguing website within the next week or two. I haven't got a slide with the Earl on it, but if you go to the National Library site, type in ACOC, it'll take you there fairly quickly. Also, a reminder, please take the time, if you wouldn't mind, I know it's getting fairly late, but take the time, if you wouldn't mind, to fill in the evaluation form and leave them on the table in the foyer on your way out. And again, many thanks for attending this, the fourth annual ACOC conference or seminar.